Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting from the campus of Liberty University. In the shadow of beautiful Liberty Mountain. Folks, great to have you with us today on a very busy breaking news week here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We've got a lot of stuff happening. By the way, Rudy Giuliani going to be here in just a little while. Also, our good friend Hogan Gidley from the White House is going to drop by. And we're also going to be getting some live reports out there on the campaign trail as the fight for the vote continues. And we also have some breaking news to share with you. Just a few moments ago, Joe Biden held a press conference which was covered by all three of the leftist cable news channels. That would be MSDNC, CNN, and CNN Lite, formerly known as Fox News Channel. And Joe Biden is putting together a COVID-19 advisory board, and they're going to implement a mandatory national mask policy. So Joe Biden, if in fact he is declared the winner of the presidential election, and on this radio program, he is not the president-elect because we don't make those assertions. That decision is left up to and should be left up to the secretaries of state in all 50 of our great states. We are not Fox News Channel. We don't decide who the president is and who the president is not. So anyway, you've got Joe Biden out there saying that we've all got to wear the face masks. He's going to implement some sort of a national face mask policy. The vice president, a former vice president, said masks are not a political statement. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a load of grade A hooey. Grade A hooey, I say, because we all know that this is entirely about politics. And I want to go ahead and get this right out there, folks, so because we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later on this hour. But you need to understand something. These mandatory face masks, I call them face burkas, the face coverings, this is meant to break the will and the spirit of the American people, just like the burqa and the hijab is meant to suppress and is a sign of suppression of women in Islamic countries. That's what I see the face burqa. So good luck to Mr. Biden should he become president, because I suspect many of you in this listening audience will not wear the face burqa. By the way, I have to share a story with you, and I cannot share many details. But I was in the mood for some coffee this morning, and I went down to the Dunkin' Donuts, and I stood in line. And look, I'm one of these people that if I go into the Kroger, I will wear the face burqa because that is the rule. And so anyway, I was in a rush and got out of the car. And rushed in. There was a long line of people waiting to get their morning coffee. And I'm one of these guys. I just ordered I'm a pretty easygoing guy when it comes to my coffee. I'm not into the metrosexual coffees. I'm just a straight up, regular black coffee kind of a guy. No cream, no sugar, just straight up black. So usually when I go into a coffee house, it's just, you pay your money and boom, you get your coffee and I'm out of there. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people that like these designer coffees and the metrosexual and millennial coffees. And look, I don't judge. I mean, you can drink whatever you want to, the lattes and the mochas and the kumquat juice or whatever. But there was a long line this morning. And so it was about, I don't know, about a 10, 15 minute wait to get the coffee. I was down at the Dunkin', not the Starbucks. I don't pay that much for coffee. And I don't like my coffee to taste like it's been burned. And Dunkin's got some pretty good coffee. So I'm standing there, and it's, 10 minutes, 15 minutes goes by. And I finally get up to the front counter, and there's the plexiglass, And then they have the barista or whatever they call the Dunkin' Donuts gal right there to take my money and my order. And she said, "How can I help you, sir?" And I said, "Well, I would like a large black coffee, please." And she looks at me and she says, "Well, I can't serve you because you don't have a face mask." And you know what? Fair enough. I should have had a face mask on, but I forgot it. You would have thought somebody, maybe one of the staff members, would have said, "Sir, you need to go and get a face mask, or we're not going to be able to serve you." So 15 minutes, I have to go back, scrounge around, find the face burka, and get back. Can I just ask you a question? Is that the kind of country you want, ladies and gentlemen, where you got to wear the face burka no matter where you go? Is that the kind of country you want? Because that's the kind of country you're going to get if Joe Biden becomes the president of these great United States. And sooner or later, the left is going to discover, you know what, it's not good enough that you just have to wear a face covering. You've got to cover the entire face. You've got to cover the entire head. So we go from the face burqa to the face, I don't know, to the hijab. We're going to have to, everybody's going to have to walk around wearing gowns with like little peepholes for the eyeballs until they find out that maybe you can catch the China virus by looking at someone. And then you're going to have to cover up your eyeballs. Can I just say this, folks? It's a load of hooey. But you know what? The American people, depending on how this vote turns out, they may very soon be forced to wear the face burkas. Breaking news coming out today as well from Pfizer. The CEO of Pfizer says that the vaccine they're working on is more than 90% effective, and it is a game changer. Now, of course, the mainstream media is going, they're just joyous about this news, and they're giving Joe Biden the credit. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, Governor Andrew Cuomo, the man who killed tens of thousands of grandmas and grandpas in the state of New York, said he was disappointed, telling ABC's Good Morning America with George Snuffleupagus that he was disappointed because the vaccine came during the Trump administration. And he's very concerned because he thinks that Trump is going to stop distribution of the vaccine in New York. These people are just, it's folks, seriously. So this is what we're dealing with out there, and we're going to get into all of these topics, all of these stories. I have a question for you, though. Mandatory face burkas. Would you wear one if they make you wear one? Because they're going to make you wear one. But at what point is this thing over with? I was listening to, I was listening to a radio station on the way in this morning. Do you guys still listen to, I think this is called the Fox News Rundown or something. It's a radio, one-hour radio cast. Honest to goodness, I thought I had accidentally tuned into NPR, and it turned out to be Fox News Radio. I mean, they've gone full-blown leftist. But anyway, I'm sitting here listening, and I understand that when it comes to the virus, the person that on the Fox Radio broadcast was saying that, well, we might be able to get back to life as normal maybe late next year, maybe 2022. Is anybody else sort of bothered by this? Anybody else slightly concerned that this is, in fact, the new normal and we're not going back to the way it used to be? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And I'm telling you, folks, we've got a mess on our hands, and we have to hope and pray that this president, President Donald John Trump, is able to defy the mainstream media, defy the Democrats, defy big tech, defy Hollywood, and win re-election. And if he does not, folks, you better buckle up, because you're not going to know this country. You will not be able to recognize what the United States of America is about to become, because these people are lunatics. And not only that, evil lunatics. Let me say this before we go to break. Over the weekend, I was taken aback by a lot of these never Trump evangelicals. And many of them are in leadership in the Southern Baptist Convention. One of the more prominent, a guy by the name of Russell Moore, who runs the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Basically, they're supposed to lobby Congress and Capitol Hill on behalf of a Baptist. So anyway, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has declared that Joe Biden is the president-elect. There was, as far as I know, they have no poll watchers out there, but there's also said that there was no voter fraud, no evidence of voter fraud. Well, that's a mighty bold statement for the Southern Baptist Convention to make, but they did. So anyway, he's one of these woke never Trumpers. This is the guy who you might remember there was a he did an interview and he said that all of you people out there who support President Trump, who are evangelicals, he compared you guys to Jimmy Swaggart. And Jimmy Swaggart, back in the 80s, was a very well-known television evangelist, a Pentecostal. And Jimmy Swaggart got in trouble because he did inappropriate things with a sidewalk Sally, if you will, at a seedy motel in right outside of New Orleans. And he got caught. And it was a horrible thing, and you probably have seen the images of Jimmy Swaggart weeping uncontrollably and repenting and all that kind of. I don't want to get into all of that. But anyway, Russell Moore in this interview actually compared evangelical Trump supporters to Jimmy Swaggart. And I want you to understand something. This man, who is a religious leader in the Southern Baptist Convention, he described all of you people who are Christians out there that support our president. He likened you to a TV evangelist who cheated with his wife, cheated on his wife, with a whore in a seedy motel. Now, these same people have now suddenly seen that Joe Biden is the Savior, and that now we all just need to put aside our differences and we all just need to get along. That's what they're telling us. Joe Biden called Christians dregs of society just a couple of months ago, speaking to a group of LGBT activists, the Human Rights Campaign, called all of you Christians the dregs of society. That's what he called you. And don't forget what Hillary Clinton called you. And those are just the things we know about them public. Joe Biden called many of the president's supporters Nazis. Nazis. But now all of a sudden, Joe Biden wants to sing Kumbaya and give hugs to everybody, including the children. It's a little unsettling. But I digress. But I got to tell you something. I'm not too sure about all of that. And yes, I think there will come a time when we can set aside all of these things that have been said. But I want you to know something. I wrote this on Facebook, and it generated a lot of conversation. I want to read it to you as we go to break. For the past 4 years, Never Trump Christians have been slandered and smeared. Those of us, or let me start over again. For the past 4 years, Never Trump Christians have slandered and smeared those of us who supported the president's agenda. We've been called every name in the book. They've questioned the authenticity of our salvation. They have maligned our character. One leader, Russ Moore, compared Trump supporters to a television evangelist who cheated on his wife in a seedy motel. But today, I have witnessed many of those same Never Trumpers calling on us to put aside our differences and love one another unconditionally for the sake of unity and the gospel message. And I say this, how charitable. To extend the right hand of Christian fellowship to wretches like us. We can only pray they might find it in their hearts to forgive those of us who dared to vote for a man who protected the unborn and defended religious liberty and was a friend to the nation of Israel. There you go. Because you see, these Never Trump evangelicals have bowed down at the feet of a man who could possibly be our president, a man who supports the killing of unborn babies up to their birth date. That is the man they worship. And that, ladies and gentlemen, in my estimation, is evil. Got to take a break. They're yelling at me. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, by the way, coming up after the bottom of the hour news, Rudy Giuliani is going to be here. We're going to weigh in with him on the very latest in the lawsuits and what's going on out there as they try to figure out exactly how much voter fraud there is. We do have a few seconds, so I want to go to the lines. Bobby in South Carolina wants to weigh in on the cheating there at the ballot box. Bobby, good to have you with us. What's on your mind today? Hello, Bobby. All right, we're going to get back to Bobby, so hold tight, folks, and we'll get back to the phone calls in just a few moments. Also, coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to weigh in on AOC. AOC is very upset, and she is really mortified by how horrible politics is, and she's not getting her way. So she's pitching a hissy fit, if you will, up on Capitol Hill, and we're going to get into that a little bit later after we hear from Rudy Giuliani. John Cusack, by the way, you know, I kind of sort of like this guy, but honestly, he's so far to the left now. John Cusack is a Hollywood actor. Most recently, I guess, the biggest film he was in, and maybe Avery can weigh on this a little bit later on. I think it was 2012. Is that the one where, you know, the humans were trying to survive after the plates of the, anyway, the Earth? It was like one of these apocalyptic movies, you know, the end of the world. I got to tell you something. By about 10 minutes into this, watching John Cusack, you actually rooted for the world to win. I mean, it was that bad of a, it really was a bad movie. Anyway, John Cusack now says that 2/3 of the country, the United States of America, are Nazis. No, I'm serious. That's exactly what he said. John Cusack on Twitter says that 2/3 of the United States of America are Nazi people. He's not a very happy camper about all of this. He's also very upset with Mike Pompeo calling him Death KKK Cult Pimp Pompeo. I'm not quite sure that actually works. Clown Kushner, Rudy Giuliani. Oh, I see what he's doing. He's giving these like little names to the members of the Trump Defense Fund. Interesting. You know, this is the problem with the Hollywood actors. These people play make-believe for a living. But here's the problem. People actually write their scripts. So many of these people, Lord love them, and we don't judge here, but many of them, for whatever reason, they don't have any original thoughts. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, pay some bills. We're going to take your calls. Rudy Giuliani coming up first, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We'll be right back. Want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. It's an honor to have with us today America's mayor and the man who is standing up defending President Trump and fighting back against this voter fraud, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, it's a great honor to have you with us today.
How are you? Good to talk to you.
Likewise. Well, Rudy, I want you to tell our listeners, give them the lay of the land here. How is it going? And are you guys going to fight this until the end?
Well, that's our intention. Absolutely. We're going to file a lawsuit today. The lawsuit today is going to involve all of Pennsylvania. It will produce a tremendous amount of evidence that Pennsylvania was a complete and absolute disaster. The amount of fraud there is overwhelming. There are a number of aspects to it. The most important one is over 300,000, well over 300,000 ballots, mail-in ballots, were counted secretly without any Republican observer allowed to see it in Philadelphia and more and even more in Pittsburgh. There are direct witnesses to that. That is completely illegal, unlawful under Pennsylvania law. Those ballots will have to be discarded. They'll have to be nullified. They're unlawful ballots. The law of Pennsylvania requires that the Republican Party be given a chance to observe the ballot to make sure that the mail-in ballot is legitimate. We know, we all know how much fraud can happen with a mail-in ballot. So that lawsuit will be filed today. It'll also involve the backdating of ballots. Ballots that came in on November 4th were backdated to November 3rd. It will involve the voting of dead people, and it will involve people whose votes were changed, including in some cases, you know, after the vote was cast. And it will ask for the disqualification of all those votes, and that the election in Pennsylvania cannot be certified by the legislature until these votes are removed, which would be more than enough to make Donald Trump the winner. I mean, Donald Trump won a substantial number of the lawful votes of Pennsylvania. They were discounted by unlawful votes that were counted, in essence, behind closed doors. That's how he went from 700,000 on election night to losing by 40,000.
It's just unbelievable.
Mathematically impossible to do unless you did what they do in Pennsylvania every year, cheat. I mean, Pennsylvania has a history of voter fraud second to none. It goes back about 60 years. It's been controlled by the Democrat Party since then. We're not even talking about the people they bust in from Camden to vote and the dead people, the additional dead. For example, Joe Frazier voted in a Philadelphia election 5 years after he was dead. Will Smith's grandfather voted twice after he died. I'm not sure if they voted this time. We haven't checked that yet.
But unbelievable.
A lot of dead people. Philadelphia is a place where you apparently can vote for many, many years after you're dead.
Rudy, real quick, we've only got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk about Georgia. I think Berkeley, California has a better chance of going red than the state of Georgia going blue. Something's not right in the state of Georgia.
Well, we have a lawsuit ready in Georgia also. So the first lawsuit will be filed today. It'll involve the entire state of Pennsylvania. And it basically will ask for the disqualification of hundreds of thousands of votes there, which will easily put Donald Trump in the lead, because, in fact, he is winning the lawful votes of Pennsylvania. In fact, he's probably winning by a lot. He was ahead by 700,000 on election night until they started counting the phony mail-in votes, which clearly are phony because they wouldn't allow anyone to inspect them, which is illegal. The same thing happened in Michigan. That'll be the next state. We're very close to filing that lawsuit. It may get filed later today or tomorrow. In Michigan, in addition to the same thing, where Republicans were not allowed to view the mail-in ballots, again, amounting to the hundreds of thousands, there was also backdating of votes that came in. So they appeared to come in before the election was over, and they came in after the election was over. They may well have been prepared after the election was over. We have people that were intimidated who were willing to testify, poll watchers who were intimidated, who weren't able to watch the polls. And we have a significant electronic problem with a system called Dominion, in which the vote in Antrim County was reversed. It had first been put in as Biden winning by a large margin and Trump losing. That was weird because it's a Republican county. When it was checked out that the software didn't function correctly. And now that software is being examined in other parts of the state, and we're finding that there are more than a few problems with Antrim literally switching the vote from Trump to Biden.
Rudy, let me jump in here.
We haven't found an example yet where Dominion switched it from Biden to Trump.
So we're talking basically about a combo platter here of voter fraud allegations and these so-called computer software glitches. That's what we're talking about here.
Well, that's the one in Michigan is the first one that I became aware of like that. I'm told there were a lot of those throughout the country. But right now I can't speak to those authoritatively because I've been working on what seems to be a common pattern that the Democrats exercised in about 10 states of not allowing the Republicans to inspect the mail-in ballots. It's something I suspected would happen because I always thought this mail-in thing was done as an opportunity to defraud, and it looks like it was used wide-scale to defraud.
So what can the supporters of our president do? We've been getting a lot of calls over the past few days on the national show. What can people do? What do you want them to do?
First, you should understand that the national media is even worse now than it was when they censored the Hunter Biden hard drive that contains massive evidence of criminality on the part of Biden. They now don't cover it at all. So the first call that I made this morning to a station about this, they said, well, why has there been no evidence put out? Well, you know, since the day after the election, we've put evidence out. No one covers it. Witnesses have been on television. I've been on television. Others have been on television, except it gets covered on some local station, and then it's not covered at all. The main person in charge of the Republicans in Philadelphia, Republican inspectors, the day after the election announced that he had not been allowed by the Democrats to inspect over 135 ballots, that he had 50 witnesses that they hadn't been allowed to inspect. And then the next day he went to court and a judge required that he be allowed 10 feet closer. And when he tried to do that, he almost got arrested by the sheriff who refused to accede to the court order. All of that was covered, you know, on one or two local stations. But then the national networks say there's no evidence of fraud. We literally can't keep track of the amount of evidence that's being called into our headquarters of fraud. Not all of it's valid, but easily half of it is. And there's a mountain of evidence of fraud. There's no I've never seen more evidence of fraud in an election, and it's at least from 12 different states.
Rudy, again, going back to we heard reports that the president may be doing some rallies. Do you have any information about that? Can
that
you verify that
know.
Information?
I can't verify that. All I can tell you is the president is completely positive. The president is quite confident that he won the election. I'm quite confident now that he won Pennsylvania because I've been able to analyze it very, very thoroughly. I mean, he was ahead 700,000 on election night, actually almost 800,000. It's statistically, mathematically impossible to have caught him and gone ahead of him based on legitimate votes. And that's
Senator
why it
Lynch-
took so many days. It took so many days because it takes a while to produce phony ballots. So, you know, they can produce 100,000 one day and 100,000 the next day. So it took a while to catch up. Same thing in Georgia. It took a couple of days to catch up in Georgia because they didn't have the ballots. They had to go find them.
Are you getting the support you need from the Republican Party? Are the elected leaders, are they doing what they need to be doing?
In some places, we're getting great support. In other places, we're getting some support. But we're really having to push this on our own.
And that's pretty pathetic, to be honest with you.
Well, we could use volunteers, and we could use people who really believe, you know, who really believe in the cause and not just pay lip service to it. But I got to tell you, we got tremendous support from the public. The Trump voter is enraged because, I mean, you don't have to be a dummy. You don't have to be very smart. You can be a dummy to figure out what happened. I mean, you're not leading on election night in all these states, and in every state you fall behind. I mean, he was leading in every state on election night. I mean, they haven't even called North Carolina for him yet. He's been ahead in North Carolina for a week. It's ridiculous.
It's outrageous. Rudy, I hate to do this, but we've got to leave it there.
Georgia. You think he lost Georgia?
Yeah. No.
People have to have their minds that he lost Georgia.
Rudy, we got to run for a commercial break, Rudy.
You keep putting out the news because we need to get it out there, suppressing it. Okay.
We got you. We got you covered. We got your back, Rudy.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Rudy Giuliani on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. We're going to be taking your calls coming up 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Let's go to the phone lines. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in today. 844-747-8868. All right, where do we start? You know what? Let's go to Travis, listening to us in Georgia on our live stream. Hi, Travis. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Hope you're doing well. Yes, I'd like to talk about the interview that Lou Dobbs did with Sidney Powell and Tom Fitton. He asked Sidney Powell, the Justice Department, according to John Solomon, was getting ready to investigate. When she said, that's great, that she would like to investigate the likelihood that 3% of the voting ballots that changed in pre-election collected digitally by the Hammer program and the software program called the Scorecard led to massive changes in the votes around the country, giving votes to Mr. Biden. And they run an algorithm to calculate votes that they needed to put him ahead. That's what she thinks that happened in Michigan. And she said all 57.
Well, let me jump in here. Let me jump in here, Travis, because we have a little bad phone connection, but I think I got the gist of what you were saying. So Sidney Powell claims that 450,000 ballots, almost a million ballots, were found with only votes for Joe Biden and no down ballot selections, which is a little unusual. That would indicate that possibly somebody was sitting down and they were just marking off Biden, 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 and stuffing ballot boxes. That's a big concern. Now, as far as the software, Hammer and Scorecard, that was used to flip votes from Trump to Biden in at least one county in Michigan. And we talked about this on last week's show. And we also raised concerns that the software was not only used in, I think, upwards of 40 other counties in Michigan, but it's also being used in other states around the country. That is a problem. And as you heard Rudy say in our interview, and there is a lot of information to digest there, that's one of the things they're going after, not just voter fraud, but the so-called computer glitches as well. Let's go to John in North Carolina. Hi, John. What's going on?
I'm just driving down the road. I just want to share what I drive a truck for a living. I want to share what I see with regards to coronavirus all over the place. All these places got the signs on the doors because they're supposed to. All the employees got their mask on like they're supposed to, but nobody's enforcing, like, telling people to wear a mask or anything like that. Everywhere I'm, even way up in the Northeast, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, I'm not seeing it.
So, John, what does that tell you? I mean, about the average American citizen, you think they're really going to buy into this mandatory, like the government is going to tell you that you have to wear a face mask?
No. From what I'm seeing, everybody's tired of it already. I mean, if you want to wear a mask, they'll let you wear a mask, but they're not saying, hey, you got to wear a mask. I did have one person in Texas fuss at me about not having a mask on when her other employer or employee didn't have her mask on properly. Had it under her nose, and according to what all the scientists and everybody saying, you're supposed to cover your mouth and your nose. I told her, if you're not going to force your boy wearing the mask the proper way, you don't have no right to fuss at me for not having one.
Well, there you go. You know, that's the way you have to handle those kinds of situations. And again, this is what the Democrats have done to this country. John, thank you for the call. This is what the Democrats have done to our country, where now they're telling us that we have to tattle on our neighbors, that we have to spy on our neighbors, and we have to report what they're doing in their homes to government leaders. If your neighbor is having a birthday party for their 13-year-old child, you've got to phone that into the police, because that might be some sort of a super spreader event. By the way, you know what I noticed over the weekend? Speaking of super spreader events, not a single member of the mainstream media, that's Fox, CNN, MSNBC, not a one of them criticized the massive Biden crowds that gathered to celebrate his alleged victory. Not a single person. As a matter of fact, Dr. Fauci, by the way, out there saying that President Trump was going to cause all sorts of medical problems, that people were going to be infected at the big Trump rallies, told the president he should not be holding any of these rallies. It turns out that Dr. Fauci, not a word. He has not said a word about the Biden rallies. Folks, it's all political. I mean, it really is. It's all political. And they're using the China virus to crack down on our civil liberties. That's what's going on here. And you've got to pay attention to this stuff. Folks, we're going to be in a fight for the nation. I truly believe that once all the votes are counted, we're going to find out that Donald Trump is still the president of these great United States. But if the Republican Party goes squirrely, then all bets are off. By the way, President Bush weighing in, congratulating Joe Biden, telling President Trump maybe it's time to just move along. Do you understand that, again, Donald Trump is fighting members of his own political party here? They all want this guy out of the White House. And why do they want this guy out of the White House? It's very simple. Because Donald Trump is the only president in recent memory, going back to Ronald Reagan, who's dared to stand up for the American working man, the American working woman, the regular Joes. We've got somebody in that White House who's defending us. And I'm telling you, the Republicans, the Democrats up on Capitol Hill, they cannot stand it. Pay very close attention to who's speaking and who is not speaking. Pay very close attention. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. Hogan Gidley coming up, plus your calls, 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com. Check out that live show blog. Lots of stuff going on there. By the way, you can also get our podcast newsletter free of charge over at ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, folks.